Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. One of the issues about having a creative business is that sometimes what you want to create does not gel with your business. You will have more creative ideas than you have time to create. You will have creative ideas that don't fit with your niche. And it's frustrating. I'm a pattern designer. I love creating new things. I have more pattern ideas than I have time to make them. And the most frustrating thing is when I get a brilliant idea, but I'm halfway through a different project. And I know if I drop that project and go and start this other amazing idea that I've had, I'm not going to get that first project finished. I have a WIP pile higher than you would believe because I used to do this. So I now have half-finished projects because I couldn't wait to get a new project started. And it's frustrating to have that huge WIP pile. It's also frustrating not to go ahead and start work on this new idea that I've had. But this is the discipline that comes with having a business. If you want your business to be successful, profitable, and run smoothly, you have to rein in your creative mind. And that is far easier said than done. It takes practice, it takes willpower, it takes discipline. But it's never going to stop those new ideas coming to your mind. What matters is what you choose to do with them. Do you just push them to one side and go, no, not today. Hopefully I'll remember it in a couple of weeks. Do you have a notebook that you fill with your ideas, write your designs down, sketch them out so that you're ready next time that you have a project gap? But what if these ideas don't fit with your niche? What do you do with them then? Well, you have to decide whether it's something you want to do in your free time, or you're going to ditch it. Which can also be frustrating, but that is the problem that comes with having a creative business. You will come up with new ideas all the time, but you simply do not have the time to put those ideas into practice. You have to decide which projects are worth creating and which ones need to be assigned to the scrap heap. I have so many sketches and notes for projects that have never come to life and will probably never come to life. I've got half-started projects that I will probably never finish because once I got started on them, I realised they were not as good as I had in my head. Your business does not need every single idea you come up with. Your business needs the right ideas that you come up with. Not everything that you create will end up part of your business. Not every idea that you have is suitable for your audience and your niche. You have to sort the wheat from the chaff. Not every idea is brilliant. Yes, some of them are absolutely going to be, but you have to have a process where you kind of sift through these ideas and decide whether they're actually worth making a reality. Your business does not need you to churn out a new product every single week. It doesn't even need you to churn out a new product every single month. It just needs what your audience is looking for. You can create an entire business out of a single product, out of a single piece of crochet. Do you need to work harder in order to make those sales? Well, not really. What you need to do is to promote it and market it. Okay, you're offering less variety to your audience if you've only got one product, but if you market the hell out of it, then why not? Do crochet businesses just survive on one crochet product? No, they don't. No, we don't. Because would you be happy making the same thing, only offering that one thing over and over again? No. You are a crochet creative. You want to have lots of things. You want to have lots of different things to make. You want to have lots of different things to offer. That's why you got into this, because you love to crochet. So of course there was going to, is going to be variety in what you offer. What I'm saying is you don't have to have endless number of things to offer. You don't have to have a 100 piece product line for your crochet. You don't have to have 100 patterns in your crochet library. It means that you can slow down, crochet at your own pace, knowing that what you have is enough to make a living off. Because in order to promote your crochet, you need to put your hook down sometimes and actually do some marketing. You have to get onto that computer. You have to get on your phone. You have to actually do some of the admin work, which means that you cannot be crocheting all the time in order to make all of these fantastic ideas that you're having come to life. You have to rein in your creative thoughts. By all means, sketch away these ideas. Make notes when you have them. I've got plenty. I've got notebooks. I've got notes on my phone. So when I do need a new idea and I am ready for a new project, I can look through what I've already come up with and see if I want to do that again, or if I'm going to come up with something new. You can never tell. Sometimes the sketches and notes spark an idea that I was really chubbing at the bit to get started at the time. Maybe that feeling will come back. Maybe I'll go off it. But knowing that you are going to have these sparks of creativity at the wrong time is par for the course for your crochet business. It's going to happen. But if you keep putting projects to one side in order to start something new, you're never going to get anything finished, which means you're never going to have anything new to show your audience. Or they'll get frustrated because you keep showing them this brand new project you've just started, but you never actually give them the finished thing. And that's kind of part of the reason why I never show people what I'm working on anymore, because I did this too many times. It got embarrassing, so I stopped doing it. And that has been better for me. People don't see what I'm working on until it's pretty much finished. That helps, because I have nothing to show them until I'm pretty much finished. That stops me from starting something new in the middle of another project. And you do have to put these controls in place. You have to work out what you need to do to keep your creative urges in check. It could be that you don't buy any new yarn until you finish the project you're on. If you have no yarn, you can't just quickly pick up something else. It could be that you use your audience to keep you in check. You could say to them, sorry, I'm not going to show anything new for a while. I have got to knuckle down and finish this project or it's never going to get done. Have someone hold you to accountability. Having an enforced WIP number. You can only have 5 works in progress. You've got to finish something before you can start something new. Maybe you need to put a strict limit in place. Whatever tactic you come up with that helps you keep these creative urges in check, do it. Because it's all too easy to have lots of different projects around. And when you're running a business, you can't afford to do that. You need to show your audience what you're working on, but you can't show them things that are never going to come into fruition. You cannot make money if you're spending a ton of money on yarn, on projects you are never going to finish, and so you can't make money off them. You've got to be able to finish what you start. Okay, sometimes when you start, it turns out it's not as good an idea as was in your head, but you need to sign that sooner rather than later and then throw it away or unravel it, rip it out and use the art for a different project. You have got to find some ways of finding the balance between your creative mind and what your business needs. And that's just a fact of business. You cannot make money of products you do not offer for sale. If you do not finish what you started because you're too busy starting on new projects that have come and taken over your mind, you can't make money because you've got nothing new to sell. Balancing those creative urges with your need to make your business function, it's a struggle. It's going to take practice for you to get used to doing this. It's going to take some willpower and discipline to keep your creative urges under control. But those creative sparks are what makes your business run. It's what makes your audience want to follow you and see what you're up to and what you're all about. It's what makes people come to buy from you and see what you're up to. So you do need both. You need the business discipline and those creative sparks, but they need to find a balance. And you need to figure out how you're going to keep them in balance, how to keep them both in check so that everything runs smoothly and you make those profits from your crochet that you need in order to make your business a success.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.